Yes, hello. Good morning. Is this David?
Yes.
Yeah, David, good morning, sir. My name is Marlon. I'm one of the senior directors here for my department. You were just speaking to a gentleman there by the name of James, right?
Yes.
Okay, so he is a mapping coordinator here for the company, and his job today has been to find a quality company in your line of industry so that we can go ahead and refill this exclusive listing here that opened up on the first page of Google. Okay, so it is a first-come, first-served position, David. He was asking me to jump on the line here with you to see if I can get you approved for a better price. I'll see what I can do for you if you're willing to give us a shot today. But aside from price, did you have any questions for me? Do you understand how this would work for you?
Yeah, let me just double check. Like, basically, I pay a flat monthly rate, and that guarantees me in my area, like when people Google fence installation or fencing company, I would show up on that page.
Yeah, basically, 100%. That's what we do.
Now, how do I know you guys like are a real company and not just trying to get money out of me?
Good question. I just sent you a link as we speak with my name, phone number, extension here. It's been the same number, same extension for 10 years. I've been here with this company 10 years. This company has been around for 17 years. Now, all that would be relevant if we weren't even a Google partner. We're actually on Google's website as a premier Google partner. So that means they listen to our calls, they train us, and they assist us. Okay, I just sent you a link there that comes with the phone number. It says google.com/partners. Go ahead and click on that, please, so you can get that answer, that question answered for you in black and white. It'd be kind of impossible to kind of hack into Google to put ourselves in, right?
Right.
So that's Google's website. And as you can see in the top left-hand corner, once you click on the hyperlink that I sent you with my phone number extension with the company, it has Local Splash. That's the name of the company there, you know, right there on their website.
Okay.
Okay. Now, what are the concerns you got?
That would be it. I pretty much understand. What are the rates?
Okay. Well, let me ask you a question now before I get into the rates, right? I mean, because I could tell you we're going to do this, this and that. I can give you a rate, and it could be expensive or it could be cheap, right? Whatever it is. But what is it that you would want to accomplish from us from using our services?
That what you're saying works would be what would be nice.
There you go. To actually for the service for it to work, right? You invest the money, you make profit. Okay, well, that's a good accomplishment. Now, that makes sense. So, I mean, we're going to do our part, David. To be honest with you, man, I mean, I've been doing this for 10 years, like I mentioned to you, and 85% of the clients that I signed up these last 10 years have usually gave me a call going into the second month with good news that it works and that they would like to see if there's any contract options, so that way they don't have to be stuck with the monthly payment and they would like to pay it in full. So those options are also available, but that's totally up to you, because obviously right now you're like, right, man, you know what, I want to kind of try it out first and then we can discuss contracts or whatever later on, right? You don't want to sign up with a marriage
like,
from the beginning.
I have money, I have a little bit of money that I'm trying to set aside for advertising and just, you know, lead generating, but I've been doing the old usual bullshit ones and they're horrible. So
Which ones?
Just like Angie's Lead and Thumbtack.
Okay, yeah, that right there. You got to be careful with those right there. I mean, those are the ones that are those are the middlemen that they will actually advertise on Google themselves, and then what they do is they sell that lead that they get from Google for putting up 25 best companies in an area, which you're probably not even in, and they sell them to you and about 10 other different companies in your area. And at the end of the day, you guys are all paying for the same
terrible
thing. Yeah,
terrible.
That's why they're getting sued, man. You know what I mean? So they're in a class act right now, and they're probably going to lose, so they're probably going to end up closing anyway. So you definitely need some good advertising going for you. And there's no better place to go than Google, because if you weren't you, David, let's be honest. I mean, you'll probably Google for your services, and if you saw Limelight Installations there, you would call them, right? If you're looking for that service.
Yeah, I use it just the same, and that's the only one I use. I get all that.
There you go.
What's like, what could I get, what gets the ball rolling for me to test this out? We need to talk numbers here.
Okay,
I mean,
let's talk numbers. No, I got you. I mean, I just want to kind of address like what you're doing and why it's not working, and just some people.
Yeah, I'm not
like
a giant huge company. I'm like more, I have like, it's me and like a couple of guys, and I don't really, I'm doing this kind of like on the side, but you know, you do have to, you know, generate leads, you know. Like,
yeah,
I'm doing this, what it is, I take classes at night, but during the day, I do as much as I can. And crews that do work, and, you know, I don't really actually
Why
do work
you got
anymore.
That?
I have crews.
Okay, there you
yeah.
go. So you're kind of
so,
just calling
I'm just saying, I'm not like,
you just need your guys
I'm not like, yeah, yeah, basically, that would be nice, you know, to help keep them busy.
Okay, so look, here's what we can do for you, okay? You would have two options. One option, without getting into detail on what it, all the features, includes Facebook ads with the first page of Google and other things. That will be $299 a month. The other option, without the Facebook ads, I can get you on board at $199. Those are saving you over 60% from regular price, and I'm eliminating the setup fee off completely. I'm doing that for you. Normally, it would run about $998 first payment and $599 every month after. We're not going to put the price up next month just because it's working. Okay, it's going to stay the same on whichever option you choose, whether it's the $199. Later on, we can upgrade to $299 with the Facebook ads, or we can start off and hit the floor running at $299 and get everything going here for you. Okay, now that includes Facebook ads. Those are the ads that follow you around. Even after you exit off the search on Google.
Okay, well, let's hear. The $299 is a little too much for me right now, but I'm interested in the $199.
Right.
What does that all entail?
Okay, so that right there is just minus the Facebook ads. That would be Google first page, maps. That would be Bing first page, maps. 70 directories all over the internet that we're going to put you on to improve your presence online. Mobile platform.
What do you mean directly? Just like other,
You know, like Yelp, Yellow Pages, Merchant Circle, AOL, Better Business Bureau. Yeah, so we're gonna distribute your company, submit your company, sorry, to a bunch of directories all over the internet. Not necessarily because people use the directories, but because it's gonna improve your presence. It's gonna set your digital footprint online. Aside from that, right? We put you on those cars that have internet access, as well as Alexa, Google Home. We're going to verify your company with Google headquarters in California, and we're going to provide you with a tracking system, which I think you're going to like a lot, which is your dashboard, which you can go into day or night, and you can see the results that you're getting from our services. You can see if you're getting calls from us, through us, or if you're not getting calls, if the service sucks, or if the service is really good. You're going to have full access to everything, including reviews. There's no contracts involved, David. No cancellation fees.
And there's no contact, right?
No marriage. Yeah, so all you got to do is just give us a call. But I would ask for you, man, because, like, I mean, like I mentioned to you earlier in the call, most of my clients give me a call going into the second month. That's when it's, like, full force and aggressive and you're all over the place. So don't end up canceling before that happens. You know what I mean? So just give us a fair shot a couple of months. By then, you would have the whole right to cancel us if we're not doing our part, because by then we have more than enough time to do our job. You know what I mean? So if I can get you on board at $199, no setup fee and everything, you willing to give this a shot? Try this thing out?
Let's do it, bro. Why not?
All right, dude. David, DAVID, right?
I've paid Home Advisor way more than that.
Oh, man, that's crazy, man. Why'd you do that? I mean,
yeah,
how'd you get into that?
I paid them like $2,000. Like, I got jobs, but I paid them like $3,000.
Oh, that's
weird.
Not good money. How long you been with them?
Yeah. I just quit literally like 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago, $3,000, huh? Man, that's crazy.
Well,
no.
I was with them for like a few months.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, like, they just, what happens is like, they just throw you leads, and whether you answer them or not, you still pay for them. You know what I mean? Like,
that's where
it's hard to like
spend the money, right?
Yeah, you can't just like turn it off or like, you know, like deny them. You have to take them, and whether they sent them to you or not, like if your thing turned on, your account's on.
Yeah, that's dumb. And I mean, and that's how you're going to get with us, but you're not going to pay for those fees, you know?
Well, like, I don't mind paying. I need to pay. Advertisement is better because you're paying for an advertisement that you could get multiple leads off of, not just one lead that you might get. You know what I'm saying? And those leads are like, I've gone to jobs with them, and it's been like a job that's 25 feet worth of fence that's like $70, and then I'll go bid one that's like $40, and it's like 200 feet, which doesn't make any sense because they're way more work. You know what I mean? Like, how are they generating?
Right.
I feel like they're just making it up.
Right. And that's why they're getting sued, man. So I'm glad that you're going to have a better service here. And the good thing is that you don't ever have to worry about paying for phone calls because they're included. That's what they do. So you might as well put yourself there because they're investing on Google themselves. So you're pretty much just cutting them off. All right. Let me see. What's your last name, David? So I can start your profile here.
Kennedy.
K-E-N-N-E-D-Y. And what is the email you would like for me to send your invoice?
LimeLightInstall@gmail.com.
Okay. And what phone number you want displaying on Google? This one?
Which one is this number that you called?
727-487-1914 is the one we're talking on right now.
No. That's my old number. I still have it though, but I want to use
727-378-2449. Okay, very good. So we'll go ahead and put that as primary, but we'll go ahead and leave this one as secondary if you don't mind, like just in case we got to get a hold of you if it's in regards to your account.
I put a different number there for that?
Oh, sure. All right. What's the number?
727.
Okay.
280. 4170.
4170.
777.
Oh, for 177?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And the company name, how do you want it to show on Google?
I have like a little weird thing with this. So the LLC is Limelight Installation.
Okay.
I'm going to get a DBA so that I can change it to Limelight Fencing.
Okay.
But I haven't done that yet. But like on my Google that I have now, it says Limelight Fencing. Yeah.
Okay, well, let's go ahead and do that then, if that's what you want to do. And then we'll go ahead and just keep
branding. I want to do Limelight Fencing. Yeah, might as well just leave it at that. I had an issue with Limelight, my Google page and all that. It has to do with like, there was like, it was Limelight Installations and then I changed it. And then the person who set up my website was going to do all this same stuff. Like, you know, get me like top three on the page, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they had like an issue with it because I had changed the name.
Okay. Well, so, don't worry about it. We'll take care of it for you. That's one of the things we're going to be managing for you.
Okay.
You're referring to your GMB profile, right? Your business site?
I'm sorry?
Your GMB profile, your Google My Business profile?
Yeah.
I see that. Okay, so you're pretty much using that as a website, huh? In other words?
That is, there is another website that I have, if it's still active, but I haven't talked to that person about it, so I don't know. I can't remember how
to do it. Okay, well, tell you what, David, since you're giving us a shot today, right, we create websites here also. I'm going to go ahead and throw one in for you for free, okay? Normally, they're $300 extra, but I'll hook you up, okay? You'll have a brand new website, www.com, within like 3 to 5 days, all right? So I'm going to go ahead and put that in for you. And the address you want us to send the Google PIN code verification to, can that go to 2575, 28th Street North, St. Petersburg, Florida, 33713, or is that not updated?
Where did you get that info from?
It's attached to your profile, to your, to Limelight Installations. Is that like way off or?
I was going to have it set up there, but I never did.
Okay.
We can just use my address, which is the LLC's new address is 1-3334 Hickory Net Street.
Hickory.
Yep. 13334.
Okay.
Yeah, Hickory Nut Street, Hudson, Florida.
Hickory Nut?
Yes.
Okay. And that's in Hudson, Florida. Okay, got it. And we'll be hiding that address for you. It's not going to display on Google for people to MapQuest you. That's just for the verification purposes, okay? So what I'm going to do now, David, I'm going to go ahead and read you the verification, okay? So it protects you legally, the outlines, the service agreement, everything we're doing here for you. You're going to receive your an email with your invoice. I'm going to put you in the calendar here so you can talk to my technician, because I'm sure you have specific keywords that you want to use, and also to discuss what you want on the website. If you have photos, if you have a logo, they're going to give you an email address to send those in. Okay.
Okay.
So before we do that, David, how did you want to secure the position here? Is it a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, Discover for the 199? Okay. You sure you want to do the 199, right? You don't want to go for the 299? Just making sure before I...
Yeah, I want to... Man, I've been burned by Angie's. I just want to take it slow. I mean, if it works, I'll definitely upgrade, but let's see what happens first.
Okay, so let's go ahead and do that then. And I'm gonna call you back in about a month to see how things are going, David. Okay, so then I'll go and revisit the conversation about the Facebook ads.
How long does it take to basically get everything set up on your end?
Well, we start right away. You know what I mean? The first thing you're gonna see, which is the quickest thing, is the website that'll be ready within 3 to 5 days. We'll send you a link and you'll be able to check it out to see if you like it or not, so you can make the changes necessary. You're going to get your brand new PIN code verification to your physical address, 611 business days. 10 to 12 days, you're going to be on Alexa, Google Home. A couple of weeks from now, you're going to be on the 70 online directories. So that'll be, it's not going to be months that you're going to wait. A lot of companies out there keep you waiting for months and keep feeding you stories, but we're not going to do that to you, man. Okay? So I'm going to go ahead and read you the verification, but you said I think it's a Visa. Whenever you're ready, please. There, Mr. Kennedy. The Visa should start with a 4.
000.
Okay.
2224. 2234. 2224.
Okay. 2224.
4474.
Yes, sir.
8869.
And the expiration? Month and year?
12/12/25.
And the 3 in the back?
113.
113. Okay, and I assume it's the same name on the card and same billing address, right? Hickory Nut Street?
No, it's a different billing address.
Okay, what is it, please?
1-7-403
mm-hmm.
Shirla, S-H-I-R-L-A,
mm-hmm.
Ray, R-A-E, Drive,
mm-hmm.
Spring Hill, Florida.
Okay, and the zip code?
34610.
All right, and you said Springdale?
Spring Hill.
Hill, okay. Got you. All right, so now I'm going to go ahead and read you the verification, and then I'll put you in the calendar here so you can talk to my technician about your keywords. So welcome to Local Splash, voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to align the service agreement, and it's also another form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business, David.
Limelight Fencing.
Please state your name and your title within the company.
David Kennedy, owner.
Please state your name, I'm sorry, and you are authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the company today, right, David?
Yes.
Thank you. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign, so please be responsive to our phone calls and emails from Local Splash within a reasonable period of call, within a reasonable period of time, sorry, so that we can all be on the same page. And hire Local Splash as your certified marketing representative. Please disclose any additional online marketing efforts during your term of agreement. This initial term and account setup is being charged today in the lowered amount for the Platinum Local Package of $199, which also includes a website. It's a two-month verbal agreement. You may discontinue at any time by simply contacting client support. Same phone number for me, same number for everybody in the company. The only difference is the extension. So the phone number will be verbally 877-635-6225.
375, you said?
Yeah, it's 877-635-6225. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And my extension would be 622. And extension for customer support is extension 1. And I also just sent you a text with the customer support phone number. And speaking about customer service, right? I believe you got a text there also with your invoice. Please make sure that it's the correct amount so that way you feel comfortable and all that. Then go and take $1,000 from your account. Okay, so you have a link there that says David, comma, thank you for choosing Local Splash.
Wait, $1,000? What did you just say?
Oh, no, I said just to make sure we didn't take out $1,000, just so you know.
To make sure we didn't take out. Okay.
Yeah, well, we did, and I was just playing with that. I mean, obviously, you're like, all right, I want my receipt, right, when you make a purchase?
Right, yeah.
And then, plus, save it for your tax records, too, man, because it's considered a tax write-off.
Yeah, definitely. It's overhead.
Okay. So save that receipt there, and then your tax, I don't know what to do with it. So the receipt is via email, and it's also via text, but I feel like the text one is faster. So it says, okay. David, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy to your invoice, to your email on file, and this is please click here, mylocalsplash.com/terms, and then your phone number right there, 727-378-2449. You see that link?
Yep.
Okay, go ahead and click on it, and it's going to take you to your dashboard. Well, not yet, but it's going to take you to the Local Splash Terms of Experience, and then you scroll all the way down to the bottom if you're on that page. It's going to say services, directory submissions, etc.
Hold on. This is bringing me to a web.
Did you click on the right link?
Hold on.
I know we sent you a bunch
of text. It's in my email, you said?
Well, the fastest one is the text one, if that's. And it went to, It went to, that's probably why you're not finding it. It went to the phone number, the 4177 number. Do you have that phone number, that phone with you or no?
Yeah, that's the actual cell phone. The other number is Google number.
Okay, so let's go ahead and check your email then.
I got it,
okay.
Though.
Oh, you got it? Oh, okay.
Yeah, I just put it on my email, so I'm at the username password login.
Okay, so which one did you sign your name and click on the certified holder part?
No, that must have not been it. Let me go back.
Okay, you skipped that right there. So then let's go back to the emails, right? And the email that I want you to open is the one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice.
Okay, I got it.
Okay, so then once you open that one, it's going to say click here, subscription terms. Click on that. And then it'll take you to the terms of experience. Local Splash will say at the top. Do you see that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now you see services, directory submissions. Okay, so scroll all the way down to the bottom. And then you're going to see signature, David Kennedy.
All right, I clicked on it, and it just brought me the username, password, login.
No, well, where did you click? You didn't click on please click here, right, at the top?
No, I clicked confirm my signature.
Oh, you did? Okay, sorry about that. Okay, did you put it out? Okay, so username, password, you're going to be given one when you do your client interview. I'm going to schedule that for later on today. Do you have a pretty busy schedule today? And what phone number do you want them to call? Because you gave me three phone numbers. The 449?
You can get rid of the 1914. Just remove that one.
Okay, I'll go ahead and do that. And what phone number do you want them to call you for your client interview? The 2449?
The 280.
The 280? No. Okay. Gotcha. Okay, so they're going to be calling you at that number then, the 280-4177 for your client interview today. And it's a 10 to 15 minute phone interview. Okay, today is Wednesday the 20th. It is 8:18 here in California. You guys are at 9, 10, 11, 11:18. So how about if I put you in about an hour? Would that be okay?
Yeah, that's
get the ball rolling. Okay, and it's a 10, 15 minute phone interview. We're not going to take much of your time, and it's obviously to get the ball rolling here for you, to discuss details on the website and everything, okay? I'll make sure they call you at that phone number there. Aside from that, right, I'm almost done over here, David. Sorry for taking up so much of your time, man. I apologize. I know you're busy.
Hey, let me, so the signature went through when I clicked on it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it went through.
Just making sure.
Okay. Yeah, sorry about that, because sometimes people click on the link at the top, and then it asks them to put in a username and password, but that won't even work, even if they were given a username and password. So you have to go all the way down to the bottom, and you have to sign it first. But yes, it did work. Sorry about that. Okay.
Well,
and,
it was just weird because after I clicked on the signature, it went over to just the username password. So
yeah, it usually does that because that's how you're going to be able to go into your dashboard. That's where you're going to be able to see the results and all that stuff. But right now, you would have seen nothing but zeros because nothing's active yet, so you would see nothing there.
Right.
But once everything's active, you're going to see the calls, the clicks, leads. You're going to see a bunch of good stuff right there. So. I'm going to send you also a Google Calendar reminder for your client interview, which is an hour. Please don't miss it. And I'm going to go ahead and leave some notes here for my technician that's going to call you in about an hour also. What would you say is your top three services that you offer that make you the most money there, David?
Vinyl, fence installation, basically just fence installation, vinyl, wood, or chain link. And gates as well. I mean, I don't know if that, but yeah.
Okay. Gates and vinyl fences, et cetera.
Yeah.
Okay. And the website, right? Do you have photos of work that you've done, maybe before and after work?
Yeah.
Okay. And what about a logo? Do you have a logo, or do you need us to help you with one?
I do have a logo.
All right. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and take care of the rest of the notes here for you. I don't want to keep you on hold here while I take all these notes down. It's like I've got to do a bunch of tedious notes here. I'm going to call you back in about a month to see how things are going. But you are more than welcome to call me before that month to let me know how everything is going. Don't feel like I disappeared on you because I've been here. I'm always here Monday through Friday from 7 to 4 p.m. Pacific time. So call me at any time. Let me know how things are going, man. I want to make sure that I know my company is treating you right, okay? I've been doing this for a long time.
What is your name again?
Make sure that you're good. My name is Marlon. Like, the easiest way to remember is Marlon Brando, like the Godfather. All right.
Yeah, that sounds good, bud.
Talk to
you soon.
All right, and last thing, if you get any phone calls, right, because I know you got these scavengers out there, man, they'll call you, tell you they can do it for less, or that they're Google, that you got to pay more money. Please be careful. Write down the phone number if you can. Our job is also to protect you from these scammers out there, and please let us know so we can report those numbers to Google headquarters so these type of calls will stop. Other than that, God bless, man, and I wish you nothing but success 2022. Stay in touch. Welcome aboard, and we are looking forward to talking to you pretty soon, okay? So just kind of be on the lookout for your phone call from customer support so you can do your client interview. All right, David? Any other questions that you have for me, man?
No.
All right. Well, have yourself a blessed day, and we'll talk to you in a little bit, okay? I appreciate it, David.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, sir.